Yisraelam, Qabla's Matan Torah, everyone's Metahel himself. So there's added reason to go to Mikveh today, Be'ezrat Hashem, Lichvod HaChag. So we know that on Shavuot it says, Chatzi Lachem. Other Rabbim Tovim, a person, Gemara says, could have either Kulo LaHashem or Kulo Lachem. But when it comes to Shavuot, everybody agrees that you need lachem as well, to eat, etc., etc. And we know there's an inyan to eat ma'achale chalav. Nahagu le'achol ma'achale chalav b'chag ha'shavuot. One of the reasons, mishum sheba'aseret ha'dibrot, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the Torah, itgalu la'avotenu kol chelgei ha'Torah mitzvotah. Actually, the entire Torah was given, b'chtav and ba'al peh. And among them, kol dinei shechita, nikur hachelev, how to shecht, how to kasher the meat, hika kardan to Iran, we goftan, hika dechiyahu, melichat habasar, mahadam, right, how to salt the meat, to get rid of the blood, isur achilat basar b'chalav, and also the isur of basar b'chalav. So therefore, when they came home, they realize that everything needs to be to do hagalam, to kasher everything, and daily stuff, it's ready, hazirim goftan to Iran. So that's one of the reasons for eating dairy foods on Shavuot. And there are other reasons. It says, Dvash v'chalav tachat l'shonech. Right? Dvash v'chalav tachat l'shonech is referring to the Torah. And that's why also there is a minhag to have dvash. Ashkenazim, they have honey cake. And Shavuot, dvash. And chalav. And lashon also. More than Rosh Hashanah. There is an inyan of having tongue on Shavuot. So now, when it's... the point is that also it's a Yom Tov. This is a minhag, eating dairy. But Meikar Hadin, it's halakha to have meat. V'samachta b'chag, when it says v'samachta b'chagecha, en simcha le basar v'yayin. The simcha is basar and yayin. So therefore, mitzvah le'echol b'yom tov basar b'hemad avgha.
No.
The day. U'mikol marom mi she'eno yachol le'echol basar b'hemad avgha. עיגר המצווה צמחה באכילת בשר ושתיית היין, אלא בלילה, אלא ביום. On the day there is a mitzvah to eat meat. So probably the best, a person could have both meals tonight and tomorrow, meat. And then, you know, to eat dairy, this is what I usually do. In the morning, I make kiddush and have some dairy. You could have a dairy meal also. But if you want to have a dairy meal tonight, tomorrow would be, you're saying, v'samachta b'chagecha, it's a day. So therefore, if a person wants to have, you know, a dairy meal, so a full meal, so it should be tonight. Tomorrow, they have to have meat. Or you could do both. You could have tomorrow, you could have first something milchik, something dairy, and then you just wash your hands and you eat something, and then you could have meat. That's another option, right? Or, as I said, you could have a full dairy.
Tonight we eat dairy.
You could. Just v'samachta b'chagecha, that b'chor b'yayin is on the day. غذای روز باید گوشتی باشه. آدم میتونه امشب هم گوشتی باشه. میتونه امشب هم گوشتی باشه، فردا هم گوشتی باشه. A lot of people don't appreciate daily meals. شباتی نیست، موعدی نیست. So there is no, that's what I'm saying. آدم میتونه could have meat tonight and could have meat tomorrow. بعد فردا صبح میتونی بعد از شب صبح که قیدوش میبقا بری بخوابی. چیز دیری. ماست و خیار درست کنو. قیدوشو چیز بکنو.
چیز کیک
کجا گفته هیچ جا نمیشه بعد چیز کیک باشه heavy stuff. You could have cheesecake. Okay. So either way. But the main thing is, if a person wants to have one meal, full meal, daily, and one meat, so the meat should be tomorrow. Because the Samachta B'Chagecha, it's on the day. Okay? Clear cut? What? No. This having dairy, it's only Shavuot. Yes. Yes. V'samachta b'chagecha, the main thing is to have meat during the day of Yom Tov, not the night. Okay? But you know, Shiraz Yekir, so when you know, Hamash, Gushti, I don't know. Huh? Kalepacha, so okay, fine. Vali, you know, Iranian, ma'amulan, you know, it's like in a dairy, it's like hazeri, it's not festive enough. If not Yom Tov, and it's okay. So کسی میخواد اونجوری بکنه فقط بینا ولی I mean you could have the milk also tomorrow morning with some cake, cheesecake, make kiddush with a cup of milk. Shalom al Israel. It's a minhag. But eating meat, it's a halakha. So it's more important to have the meat than because the having dairy, it's only mikoach minhag ba'alma. And also Rabotai Tehilim, we should not forget Tehilim. If a person has glida, has ice cream for dessert, etc., Mevarech Shahakol. This Rav Ovadia was Chozer. Once, you know, at the beginning, Rav Ovadia used to say that, you know, you don't make bracha as for dessert on ice cream because it's considered like soda. You don't like drinks. But then he was chozer, so therefore ha'ochel gelida lekinuach seuda mevarech shehakol heyot ve'en ha'gelida nechshevet kemashke, right? And it comes for dessert. Now also we have to remember on Tehilim there is an inyan to read Tehilim on Shavuot to say Tehilim. David HaMelech alav ha'shalom nolad v'niftar b'chag ha'Shavuot. Ve'lachen yesh nohagim ligro et sefer Tehilim b'chag ha'Shavuot. To finish the 2 days, for sure you could. וישתדלו לגרוע את התהילים בנעימה גדושה, מילה במילה, כלמה בכלמה. בשעה שבירשו עשרה צדיקים לומר את ספר תהילים בפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, אמר לקדוש ברוך הוא, כולכם נעימים וחסידים ומשובחים. There were 10 people, 10 celebrities that they want to say תהילים. But הקדוש ברוך הוא didn't pick. Only he picked only David HaMelech. Why? Lama kevan shegullo arev, because David HaMelech had a beautiful voice, right? So he says, "Uneim zemirot Israel." David HaMelech's nickname was Neim Zemirot Israel. Rabbi Huna b'shem Rabbi Acha amar, "Mi manim zemirotem shel Israel?" David ben Ishai, and Rabbi Chaim Falaji says, "V'tov me'at v'chavana ligro." Sefer echad mahatehidim maharbot et kol chameshet hasfarim shebatehidim shelo bechavana. It's better to read one sefer of tehidim with kavana than balguring, right, the entire tehidim. But the best is to say the entire tehidim mila be mila. It says in Aseret HaDibrot Rabotai, early tomorrow morning we're going to be reading. בעזרת השם יתברך וכל העם רואים את הגולות. See, nowadays, you know, you just talk to your phone and write a message, right? So you see, רואים את הגולות. Could see the words written right away. So what does it mean? וכל העם רואים את הגולות. The שפת אמת says, ראו לא כתיב, אלא רואים. It doesn't say past tense, they saw. Ru'im, present tense, zaman hal. Perush kol ma'ash ben Yisrael, ru'im u'masigim b'chol ha'dorot. That every generation that there is a gadol b'Torah comes as a mechadesh Torah, right? Hakol me'otam ha'golot. Every comes from the same original golot of Har Sinai. As it says in Midrash Tanchuma, shekol ha'nevi'im riblu nevuatam mi'Sinai. וזה את הגולות And this is the kolot. In other words, Nevi'im even, the kolot that at Ruhim et ha-kolot, it goes on Nevi'im of all the generations to come, and also called Mechadshek. Whoever is Mechadesh sees a nupshat of Emet from the Torah, Nimshachim ve-Nov'im me'otam ha-kolot. Sfat Emet says, everything is derived from those original kolot. That's why it says, Ru'im and not Ra'u. Chag Sameach, Rabbi Chanan Yom, Ben Arashia Omer Rata, Harod.